telling his tears, go and fall away, fall away. Oh, may the last one burn into flames. Freedom, freedom, I came.
What's up, Wisconsin? And beyond, how y'all doing today? I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. I hate breaking promises to you, but I feel that I may have to do exactly that today. Yesterday, I told you I'm done talking about baseball. I'm not watching any more baseball. I'm done with it. And alas, there was yet another Jesse Winker Wanker headline in the Journal Sentinel this morning. And it was a good headline. It was some fun ribbing, I would have to say. Of course, if you didn't catch the show yesterday and you missed the headline, Jesse Winker Wanker of the Mets, formerly of the Brewers, the Mets now in the NLCS. Boo. He has said that, let's see what the exact quote is. He will hate the city of Milwaukee forever. Yes, that is Mr. Jesse Winker Wanker, now of the Mets. And Milwaukee's very own Broken Bat Brewery, which is this really cool baseball-themed microbrewery. It's a great hang. Love going there myself. They decided to poke a little fun at Mr. Winker Wanker, which I am all for. And they are commemorating not only his distaste for our lovely city in this beautiful state that we all call home, but they're commemorating his abysmal season with the Milwaukee Brewers, where his stunning record-breaking batting average was a whopping 199. And so Whoa. They are They are selling beers for $1.99.
I love that.
Which is just pure genius. That other sweet voice that you're all hearing, that is producer Jess, part of Hello. The Maggie Dawn team here. 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. If you give us a holler and she says hello, say hello, Jess, right on back. I just thought that was adorable. The Broken Bat Brewery posted about it on X yesterday before the deciding Mets-Phillies game of that series. They also texted in that X, or not texted, or posted in that X post, hashtag Red October, which is, of course, a shout out to the Philadelphia Phillies and is their hashtag. So they were also, of course, rooting for the Phillies against the Mets. Alas, my friends, the guys in the white hats did not win that. Last night, much to my chagrin, the Milwaukee Brewers' reverse curse seems to be continuing as the Mets move on to the NLCS. And again, I may have fooled myself. I stumbled onto the Tigers game last night and could not help but watch. Because if it can't be the Brewers, I'll root for the Detroit Tigers. You know, they're another good Midwestern, you know, post-industrial manufacturing sort of town. With, I think, real loyal fans. And the Tigers put up a first. I think this is the first time it's ever happened in Tigers history. They had two back-to-back shutouts against Cleveland, which was really cool. So, go Tigers. I'm all in it for Detroit Rock City. I know my little buddy Dom Salvia, who's got the great show that follows mine every Monday through Friday from 4 to 6 p.m., he's a big fan of the Tigers as well. Also, one of my good friends, Paul V, out there. You know who you are. Go Detroit. Enough shop talk, as it were, because I wanted to get us set up for this incredible interview that I recorded just a couple days ago with Olivia Troy. Olivia Troy, if you haven't heard of her before, Olivia Troy is a national security advisor. She worked in the George W. Bush administration. She later worked in the Trump administration and eventually worked as an advisor directly to Vice President Mike Pence. And as part of her brief, her set of assigned duties, when she worked for the Trump administration and then specifically, again, for Vice President Pence, disaster relief, disaster response, and preparedness was part of her set of duties or her brief. So she's obviously a really smart lady. And she also legitimately was in the room and rooms when Donald Trump played politics with American lives, putting American lives at risk. And it's interesting because we actually had her booked and had done the interview before this incredible ad from the Harris-Walz campaign dropped. So that is how on top of it we are here at the Civic Media Radio Network, and especially on the Maggie Dawn Show. Again, we had Miss Troy already booked, had the interview in the can, and then the Harris-Walz campaign came out with this ad. Let her rip, Jess.
I worked in the Trump administration.
Never in a million years did I ever think that I'd be working in the White House with a president that didn't care about the American people.
He would suggest not giving disaster relief to states that hadn't voted for him.
I remember one time after a wildfire in California, he wouldn't send relief because it was a Democratic state. So we went as far as looking up how many votes he got in those impacted areas to show him, these are people who voted for you. This isn't normal. The job of the president is to protect Americans, regardless of politics.
If Trump's elected again, there'll be no one to stop his worst instincts. You'll have yes men help him implement Project 2025's agenda. Unchecked power, no guardrails.
They will be serving one man. I am voting for Kamala Harris because she will put the safety and security of every American first, whether they voted for her or not.
Yeah. So that's Olivia Troy. Really excited to hear that ad again, because we here at Civic Media had her booked and I had conducted an interview of Miss Troy before that ad even came out. You're going to hear it in her own words. We've got that interview for all of you today at 2:21. Set your watches. Do not miss it. Miss Olivia Troy coming up in this very next segment. But of course, folks, the big hits of the hit parade that is also known as the Maggie Dawn Show does not stop with Miss Troy. At the bottom of the hour, Civic Media's very own meteorologist, Brittany Merlot, is going to join Jess, producer Jess and I here on the Maggie Dawn Show. We're going to talk about the hurricane response, where things stand. Milton, again, some people thought it was going to hit a Cat 5 hurricane and actually it landfall at a Cat 3. But according to the most recent reporting that I just read, at least five people are dead. Again, people using the terms like biblical destruction. We'll be joined by Brittany Merlot to talk all about that. Of course, the through line there is real clear. You got Olivia Troy talking about how Donald Trump basically will snub his nose at certain Americans and frankly stand idly by while they die. Because to him, fealty and personal loyalty is more important than principle or doing the right thing. If there's any doubt, you can hear it from the people that were literally in the Oval Office with the guy when he was doing this. It's like, what more evidence do you need? If you didn't think January 6th was quite enough as the guy's munching down cheeseburgers while Rome is burning, you can listen to Ms. Troy. So, you know, talking about disaster relief and the role of the president to, again, put American lives above politics in these moments, which is exactly what the Biden-Harris administration has done. You know, rolling right from Olivia Troy to Brittany Merlot, we're going to talk again about Hurricane Milton and Helene. And I've had a couple people text me and be like, it's Helene. Well, I speak French, so it's Helene in my head. So pardon my mispronunciations. At 3 o'clock for today's installment of Maggie and the Millionaires Talking Money, I'm really excited for this interview. I love this segment because I'm a nerd and a wonk and a big dork and an economist. But I'm really excited to have the conversation with my guest today. His name is Ryan Grimm. He is a two-time finalist for the Pulitzer Prize. So an incredible journalist. He's focused on D.C. and politics for most of his career. Used to work at the Huff Post, and he co-founded Drop Site News. And we're going to really talk about the political atmosphere in which we're having these discussions about tax and economic policy beyond the, you know, conservative, liberal, Democrat, Republican, Trump, Harris discussion, because these battles, which I really think are the front line of all policy battles about economic policy and about tax policies, these battles have been going on for decades, right? So getting Ryan's take on all that, I'm just so fascinated to hear what he's got to say, as well as just how the ecosphere of basically the Democratic Party as such a big tent party has changed, right? Like, you have what I'm going to call sort of more left, far left progressives in the vein of Bernie Sanders. Of course, we got Bernie Sanders stumping, I believe this week, is it tomorrow or early next week, for President Harris here in the state of Wisconsin. And we got, you know, the Squad and AOC and that faction. And you got sort of the more pragmatic or centrist Democrats. Some might even say they're a little right of center, but that's the Democratic Party. It is a big tent party. So we're going to talk about with Ryan Grimm, again, two-time finalist for the Pulitzer Prize. Really excited to have him. And finally, last but definitely not least, really excited to be joined, because it's Thursday, at 3:30 by Dr. Kristen Lierley, candidate for the 8th Congressional District. I always love checking in with her, see how things are going with her campaign. But she also penned an op-ed for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel this week in response to a set of questions that the Journal Sentinel submits to all the congressional candidates. They all get the same questions and they have an opportunity to respond. We'll dig into Dr. Lierley's answers. So we've got all that planned for you. I also have a couple of reflections on Mr. Trump that I'm certain to squeeze in before our time together is done. So keep it locked. This incredible interview, a Civic Media exclusive with Olivia Troy, former National Security Advisor in the George W. Bush and Trump administration. She was part of advising Mr. Trump related to disaster relief. She's going to tell you in her own words how he played politics with American lives. That is up next here on The Maggie Dawn Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. Keep it locked.